Do you want to trust God with your business, but do you find it hard not to revert to scarcity ways of thinking or worry and analysis paralysis? Do you wish to trust God with your business, but you count conversions in your head during Mass, or you are finding yourself in patterns of, again, worry and stress? And no matter what you do, no matter how you want to lay down your business for the Lord and trust Him with it immensely, you struggle with it. That is what we are going to tackle today on the Possibility Mom Live. How do you trust God with your business? And I'm going to give you some practical strategies for when it's hard. First of all, for those of you who tuned in live, thank you for your patience. Today, August 24th, I flipped my schedule around a little bit, so I apologize. If you were waiting for me live, I apologize. We are starting a little bit later than normal. I want to start the podcast today with a bit of a personal update. My family has made a very big decision, and the Lord has really led us to discern putting our children in school. If you've been following my story for a while, you know that I lived in beautiful Ave Maria, Florida for the last 3 years. And then at the end of 2022, came back to Canada with a big factor of being closer to family and just the ability to see them more often. We had not seen my mother in 3 years, literally. She came once before the pandemic, and just we never saw her after that. And so just especially my parents in particular, my husband's parents are a little bit younger. My parents in particular, just really feeling the call to be a little bit closer to them, especially in these years, really motivated our decision to come back to Canada. And we've been discerning what that looks like. And I'll just be very transparent. I haven't really known exactly what that looks like. We were trying to decide, do we like homeschool, but keep the house in Florida and be able to be very mobile and go back and forth? Do we explore, you know, there were a lot of factors that we have been discerning while we've been here. And so we have made the very exciting decision to send our children to a classical school, a small private classical school. These are very common in the United States, or more common, I should say. You can Google classical schools in the United States, classical Catholic schools in the United States, and you will find many. But in Canada, they're just not as common. Many provinces in Canada have a publicly funded Catholic education system. Many provinces have ones that are supported by their attached churches or dioceses. So they're just not as common here in Canada, but there is a beautiful one that we have selected. My husband has also taken a job there, which is really exciting. And we are going to be relocating our family for at least a year. For at least a school year, just east of the city. So still very close to both Josh's parents, my husband's parents, as well as my parents. But of course, this is coming with all kinds of interesting opportunities to trust the Lord, because we are looking for housing. We are looking for a new car. I'm about to have baby number 11, 9 on earth, 1 in heaven. Baby number 11 is on its way. And so, of course, we're looking at all the things that come with all of those things. So please pray for me. You know, I will continue to update, especially via Instagram, where we end up, what we're doing. It is involving an immense amount of trust in the Lord. And that is why I thought this would be a timely podcast today. This is part of a three-part series. If you have not gone and watched last week's or listened and download on wherever you love to listen to podcasts, if you haven't listened to last week's, I talked about serving the Lord with your business and understanding your unique design. And so I want to encourage you to go back and listen or watch that one, because it really tees up this one on trusting the Lord. There are three things that I'm going to be sharing specific content about at my live conference, Wealth Without Guilt Live 2023 in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, October 5 through 7. And these are the three components of that conference: how to serve God with your business, how to trust God with your business, and then how do you create a profitable business so that you can contribute to a thriving Catholic economy. So that is what we're doing at Wealth Without Guilt Live. These are the topics, this series of podcasts, I hope help you to understand truly, to me, in my humble opinion, these are the essential things. This is the foundation. This is what a Catholic mother needs to know if she wants to get into business. Before we jump into all of that, although completely related, I want to share with you something that's really important to me. Last week, we talked about time. We talked about being a good steward of your time and your talent. We're going to talk about treasure next week on the podcast. But very big part of serving the Lord with your business is understanding your unique design so that you can leverage it. There is a non-negotiable in motherhood. We can all agree there is a non-negotiable in motherhood that you must show up. Like, you can replace yourself when you think about it in a lot of other areas. So for example, anybody arguably can clean your bathroom. Anybody arguably can cook a meal in your home. Anybody arguably can fold your laundry. You know what I mean? There are certain elements in life. You can argue with me if you disagree with that, but really, like, just simply put, there are certain elements that you can definitely replace yourself. You cannot replace yourself in motherhood. You can't. Only you are the mom of your children. And that is why it is such a passion of mine to help particularly Catholic moms understand their hard wiring so that they can act efficiently. Because if you agree with me on that fact, that only you can be the mom of your kids, and that is an irreplaceable, like, give me a big amen in the comments if you're watching this live. If you agree that that is a fact, you are irreplaceable as their mother, nobody can take that spot, then we best master certain skills so that we can be efficient, so that our energy is not drained. And that's why I am so excited to share with you a new workshop that I have developed. This is something that I've developed for my high-level mastermind clients. It is included in their experience, but I am, of course, sharing the wealth with all of you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, I'm sharing with you a series of slides that I created on Instagram. If you are listening to this in podcast form, go on over to @LisaCanning on Instagram and take a look at the slides that I'm talking about. But basically, if you struggle with agonizing over social media posts, trying to find the perfect thing to say, if you are worried about what people think of you online, if you are concerned with what your friends or family will think of you when you post about your business, if you don't know what to post, if you find yourself constantly in analysis paralysis, if you want to create content that is meaningful and worth people's time, and you constantly see that you're letting those reasons impede your ability to create, you are going to love a social media workshop, the Possibility Mom Social Media Mastery Workshop, on August 24th. That's just less than a week away, between 1 and 3 p.m. live. And in this live workshop, we are going to work together to make social media more fun. If you're motivated by fun, like I am. If you're not motivated by fun, I want to help you make social media easy. And here's the thing with social media and why I think it can, and dare I say, should be easy. Because when it is coming from your heart, when you are operating from a place of service, when you are taking the unique things that only you know, that only you have experienced, yes, there are other people in the world who might have experienced similar things to you, but when you are really diving into your unique design, your unique God-given experience, the things that the Lord has allowed in your specific life. When you are coming from that place and serving your people, it's not about you. Yes, you're drawing from your experience, but it's not about you. When we worry about, oh gosh, like what are people going to think? People are going to judge me. My friends and family are going to judge me. Gosh, I don't know if this is meaningful. When you have all those thoughts, that is all about you. If you can take the big fat spotlight that you're currently shining on yourself, if you have those thoughts, and instead you take it and you shine it onto other people, that is when I believe social media can honestly be effortless. Because you are serving, which P.S. moms are so good at. Think about this. We are constantly coming from a place of service. How many times have you changed a diaper and didn't want to? How many times have you cut off the crust of a sandwich and preferred not to do that? How many times have you gotten up off the couch when your coffee is hot and your Bible is open and your rosary is in your hand because you've gone to go serve a child? We are experts. Mothers are experts at coming from a place of service. I argue that social media can be somewhat effortless because when it comes from a place of service, it should actually feel very natural. Yes, there might be elements like technical stuff that require effort. So I'm not trying to be naive here and not live in reality 100%. There might be some effort involved, but what if all of that is simply a skill? So come to my workshop next Thursday, August 24th, 1 to 3 p.m. It is in the link wherever you are watching or listening to this, right below it. You should see a link to the social media workshop. I am saving you a seat. You are going to have so much fun. I'm going to coach you on all the thoughts. I'm also going to give you some ways that you can leverage technology like ChatGPT in a very safe way. Lots of people have been messaging me being like, I am wary of AI. What is that? I will guide you on how to use it in a very safe way, in a way that just speeds up your efforts. And I'm going to show you other skills like using your voice recorder, things like that to make your social media just go a lot simpler. Alrighty. So without further ado, let us dive into today's topic on how to trust God with your business. And again, reminder that this is a series of podcasts highlighting what I'm going to be talking about at Wealth Without Guilt Live 2023, October 5 through 7. You've only got 2 weeks to secure the early bird price. And so if you are thinking about this, but you've been on the fence, just really want to encourage you, go and grab that ticket before early bird expires. And if you're in the United States, go and deal with passports, go and deal with all of that, so that you can get to Canada, because I would love to give you a hug in real life. Alrighty, so I have compiled several concepts, several thoughts that I believe can help you trust God with your business in no particular order. Here we go. Number one, the first way to actively trust God with your business is to not make decisions from a place of scarcity. And I believe that we have to identify if this is a habit for you. And very likely, if you're listening to this, you know if this is a habit for you or not. Like, meaning, you could probably say pretty quickly, yeah, I do make decisions from a place of scarcity. And it comes from our upbringing. It comes from the stories that we have in our brains about money. It comes from the stories that we might have in our brains, our experiences around lack, around plenty, around deserving things. So there's a whole myriad of reasons that we don't need to get into right now. But I want to encourage you, an amazing start for today is to simply just identify, is it a habit for you to make decisions from scarcity? So meaning you might pick something because it's safer. You might pick something because you're worried if you don't pick something, it'll be gone. For example, you don't invest in a training because you are worried about, well, what if I don't actually use it and whatnot? Now, of course, we're going to talk about a little bit later in the podcast, making very informed decisions, using your intellect to make good judgment calls and be a good steward of your treasure. But the first thing that we need to do here in order to have a conversation about trusting God with your business is to simply identify, is it a habit for you in any other realm? Because P.S., we're holistic people. So if you have scarcity in other areas, in other domains, in your personal life, you better believe this is going to show up in any business decisions you make, and vice versa. If you find that you're really like, no, I can't ever invest. I can't ever invest time. This is going to also overflow into other areas of your life. So first place to begin is to not make decisions. My encouragement is to not make decisions from a place of scarcity and identify if this is a habit you currently hold. And we're going to get into, of course, what do you do when you do make decisions? But number one is to just identify and become aware. Are you typically one who makes decisions from a place of scarcity? That is one very important concept in trusting the Lord with your business. Concept number two is to accept the reality of entrepreneurship and detach from the outcome. I was just coaching a client on this who was sharing with me that they were feeling rather stressed. They had ran a promotion and it did not go as well as they thought. And they were like, should I just cancel it? Should I, you know, forget it? Like, well, just such a few amount of people compared to the last thing that I ran, signed up for it. What do you think? And it was interesting because the follow-up continued and there was follow-up around like, I should just go back and get a job at corporate. Now, listen, this is just a very common thing. Like I don't, if you've been listening to me on the podcast for a while, you know that I sometimes say, I should just go and work at Starbucks. Like that is something that I commonly say. It would be so much simpler if I just got a normal job, quote unquote. But here's what I really want to help people understand, and it's such a component of trusting God with your business, with the outcome of your business. And that is, there are certain realities that come with entrepreneurship. Like anything in life, even if you got a full-time job, but I sort of understand that there's different set of assurances that come when you're working for someone else and there is technically money in their bank account, right? But we do need to accept that there is a certain level of risk in entrepreneurship and simply just own it. So that's one reality of entrepreneurship that we have to accept. Another one is that it may not go at the timeline that you prefer. This is something just simply that we must accept. Another thing that we need to accept about the reality of entrepreneurship is that it is not always repeatable. So there are things you could run a promotion one day and then try it again and it not work. I have shared very, very, very transparently here on the podcast that in the past, virtual summits were incredibly successful for me. And then the last summit that I ran was almost the opposite. And that was extremely surprising. So there are things about entrepreneurship that we simply have to accept. It does not serve us to deny any of these things. But when we can accept these realities, so the ones that I mentioned, for example, is that it isn't always guaranteed, like your results aren't always guaranteed. It may take longer than you think. And sometimes the results are not repeatable. When we can accept that these are just realities of entrepreneurship, then we let go of a lot of tension. Like it's so important we live in reality as entrepreneurs. And I think when we can accept some of those realities, it also makes it easier to truly detach from the outcome. And when we can detach from the outcome, oh my word, does that put in a lot of room for God to do his thing? The faster we can realize that we are not in charge. I have another podcast. I did not link it in advance, but if you search back on my podcast, I have a podcast that I talked to that I quote, where I quote my spiritual director, Father Damien, I love you. And he really challenged me one day to think about who was my boss, like who was really in charge. Who really controls where my money comes from, where every single opportunity in life comes from. And that, of course, is God. So when we can accept the realities that there are just simply, you know, things that are unpredictable, simply things that do take longer and are just realities of entrepreneurship, I believe it is so much easier to detach from the outcome and then allow God a lot of room to work. Which brings me very neatly to number three, and that is to regularly articulate to yourself where your security comes from. This is another thing that Father Damien and I have talked about ad nauseum in my spiritual direction. And it is simply like, it is not wrong to desire security. It is not wrong to not want to worry about money or not worry about where you're going to live, which is very pertinent to me right now. It's not wrong to want those things. Not wrong at all. You're supposed to take care of your family, of course. And we know the impacts on the central nervous system. You've heard me talk about it when we're worried about money, of course, because we want our babies to be taken care of. We want ourselves to be taken care of, right? Not wrong to desire that. But what my spiritual director constantly challenges me on is the security that you're really needing, the security that you should really, really be looking for is in Christ Jesus. It sounds so, so, so simple to say. Just place your security in the Lord. But it is that simple. Our security comes from God, because nothing, no amount of money in your bank account, I hate to break it to you, and if you don't agree with me, this is probably a conversation we need to have like off of this podcast, but nothing comes except because of God. He is all powerful, almighty, all knowing. It is just, again, another reality that we have to accept. I like to not live in this reality often. I hate to say it, but I like to not live in this reality often. I heard another online influencer that I follow, her name is Brighton Butler. And she was like, when you are trying to control everything, have you ever thought that that's actually you trying to make yourself like God? And that was a gut punch. Let me tell you, that was a gut punch. And I love this comment here. Amen. We just love to think we are in control. I think I'm in control way more than I like to admit, although you probably can guess that if you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time. I really, really struggle. I just really struggle. And again, this is where the more I've learned about central nervous system regulation and internal family systems and just the immense amount of coaching and therapy that I've done, especially in the last 9 months, it kind of makes sense to me now. Like, myself makes so much more sense to me. I have tons of patterns in my life where certain things like control were seen as more safe. And so, of course, why would I expect myself to react or behave any other way than the way that I had developed 39 years of patterns around, right? So it can be very difficult. And here's the funny thing that I think of as well. How many entrepreneurs, think about this just for a minute, think of just your friend group, or even think of women you follow online, you know, think of like the, you know, whatever, boss babes, like any powerful women you follow online. How many of them are go-getter type A's? Lots, right? It's sort of like, I think this is what's really funny about entrepreneurship. We've got all these go-getter type A's who really like to control things, who might even be perfectionists, who might be workaholics, because they have developed that tendency of striving for success. But what the real secret to all of this is, truly, is the ability to detach. Because when we don't, that's when you get the overwork. That's when you get the burnout. That's when you get the inability to have a regulated central nervous system, which I am now convinced is more important than ever. Anyway, so articulate regularly where your security comes from, and it comes from the Lord. And whatever you need to do, whether that is like frame your favorite scriptural verse that articulates this, put it on your mirror, you know, that you look at every day. Have it as your phone screen, screensaver or wallpaper, whatever you need to do to constantly remind yourself that your security comes only from the Lord and not from any worldly thing. Do it. Number four, this is what helps me a lot. And I do this with my clients. I just did this with a client this morning. Constantly remind yourself of how the Lord is currently providing security. And this is where you've got to just allow your brain to like expand and think beyond your business. So for example, you can do this with me right now, right here, wherever you are. You can think about the Lord has provided me a home. The Lord has provided me 9 children. The Lord has provided me a spouse and parents that love me. The Lord has provided me food to eat today. The Lord has provided me air to breathe. Like literally, just keep going through that list. My friends at Metanoia Catholic, they have a journal. And one of the exercises right at the top is to go right to 10 gratitudes. Like what are things you are thankful for right now? This can help immensely, especially if you're like me and are prone to a habit of thinking you are in control, right? Going to gratitude is a really simple way of, again, providing your brain evidence. Actually, I am not in any kind of peril. I am not unsafe. I'm actually completely cared for. Because here's the thing. And again, I'm going back to central nervous system regulation. And this is going to be a big part of what we talk about at my conference. I'm almost positive. I'm going to say it on the podcast. We haven't like signed on the dotted line, but I'm almost positive that I can just say this publicly. My beautiful internal family systems therapist is almost 100% going to be speaking at Wells Without Guilt Live. And you're going to be able to understand a little bit more why this is so important. You cannot sustainably run a business not trusting the Lord, because what's going to happen? Every time that there is a mistake, every time you see a sales dip, every time a promo doesn't go the way that you thought, you're going to get spirally. You're going to get squirrely. You're going to start grasping for anything you can think of. You can do this for like a little bit. I don't know. I don't want to give a year or something. I don't really want to quantify it. It's going to look different for everybody, but this is unsustainable. And please hear loud and clear from personal experience. It is unsustainable to run a business graspy, and it does nothing for your, I'm going to call it like, the longer you think you're in control, you are not surrendering to God and you are not developing an intimate relationship with him. So that's what I mean. I'm not entirely sure what that is called. Like it's not, I wouldn't call that your sanctity. I mean, I guess so. Anyway, if somebody can tell me like an accurate word for that, but the way that I think is the easiest way to describe it is you are not developing a relationship with the Lord that is intimate when you think you are in charge of everything. And this can be in motherhood. This can be in business, because think about it just so simply. If you think you're in control and you think you can call all the shots in your life, why on earth would you need the Lord? Just think about that for a minute. Why on earth would you need the Lord if you are in control of everything? The faster, and I'm talking to myself here, 39 years, and it's so difficult for me. The faster you and I both learn that we are worthless. And I mean that I have this book. I thought of it just because this is the book that I read basically daily. It's a beautiful, one of my kids took out my marker and now I don't know what day. Anyways, it's fine. But one of the things about this book I find very, very, very difficult. And it's the book is Divine Intimacy. It's a daily devotional. Often quoting John of the Cross, and St. Teresa, and forgive me, I can't remember which Teresa. I want to say there's a lot of Teresas. Hold on. There's a lot of Teresa's. There's a lot of Teresa's actually quoted in this book as well. But anyway, my point is this is not like you're just like, you're amazing type book at all. If you want a devotional like that, this is not it. This is a book that reminds you almost daily, you are worthless and you are nothing. And that without God, like, you would be nothing. Like, it is, I could probably just open a page and be like, find a quote that is like that. Do you know what I mean? There's lots of loving things in it as well. But what I appreciated about this book is that it is a constant reminder that God is in charge and you are not. Anyway, so just that was a very passionate little tangent over there. But remind yourself all the time, daily, how it is the Lord that is providing you security. And that is going to be just go such a long way in helping you to trust the Lord in your business. And arguably, it's that action of trusting the Lord that actually I think will make you a more successful entrepreneur. Okay. Number five is adoration. And Christ's presence to help you with your central nervous system regulation. So, like I said, this is a hugely personal thing. I'm not going to say all the reasons why I decided to really intensely get into therapy, but I will share with you that there was a lot of transition. I had a child in hospital. Just lots of different factors that made me realize pretty quickly I needed help. And I needed help immediately because I could not calm down. Like I was noticing some of the, you know, just signs of burnout. I had a client, Claudine Noel, that many of you have been, familiar with because I talk about her often. She was coaching. I remember. Let me be a little clearer. Claudine joined my mastermind from the beginning. So two rounds, she's been in it for two rounds. And when we were working together the first time, I believe I was still in Florida, like if my memory serves, I could be wrong, but my memory is not serving me. I can't remember. But long story short, she was talking about all these things that she talks about, trauma and central nervous system. And I just remember being like, I don't need to worry about any of that. My central nervous system is fine. I'm fine. Everything is fine. And then I came to Canada, experienced all the things I did. And then all of a sudden I was not fine. And you can look back at my podcast. You can actually watch my evolution of regulating my central nervous system. It's actually very interesting to myself. Like maybe it's only interesting to me, but I find it so interesting to watch because you can literally see, like I can see it on my face. I can see, you know, what I was enduring and all the things. Anyway, and so then experience the things I experienced. And then I was like, whoa, I am burnt out. I'm doing all the things. I am dysregulated. I'm clawing and grasping to try to achieve regulation. And the thing that was really interesting to me was this is when I noticed it and I knew I needed more help. When mindset coaching only took me so far. And that is a lot coming for me because again, you know how much I care about mindset coaching. But there were a few things that I was getting coached on by my coach, Erin, that were just so consistent. Like I was getting coached on the same thing and it was helpful, but it was like consistent and it was not, it just kept coming back. And so I knew there's something else. It's so much deeper and I cannot outthink it. It is something that is in my being. It is something that is physical. And that's when I started getting into Claudine's work and my internal family systems therapist's work, Virginia, and just beginning to understand what is the impact of stress on the body? What is the impact of habitual control? Like meaning you seeking out control, tight fists like this. What is the impact of all of that on the body? And please hear my heart here. I am in no way trying to minimize adoration. Like I was actually very sensitive when I wrote this sentence that you're seeing on the screen, because I was like, I don't at all want anyone to think that I think adoration is some just like, you know, like magic. Like it is Christ truly present. It is Christ truly present. that is not something to be diminished. It is such a gift when you think about it, of our Holy Catholic Church, that we have Christ truly present and access to him all the time. So please hear my heart, hear my intention behind sharing this. But what I think is so interesting, and I was, when I, my recent visit to Ave Maria, Florida, which was just a few weeks ago, I visited with a functional medicine doctor. So a Catholic functional medicine doctor who has set up practice there in Ave Maria, Dr. Inad. And he was like, adoration is part of my protocol. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, I talk about adoration being an essential way for a Catholic to regulate their central nervous system all the time. And in fact, I'd love to have him on the podcast to talk about the different ways that he works with his clients, where he combines these prayer and meditation, and encourages his clients to regulate their central nervous system. And just think about that for a minute. When you're in adoration, you're not doing. Think about that. This is why it's so hard for me. It's required a lot of, I used to really like ask my spiritual director, like, okay, what are all the things I bring with me to adoration? What should I do during that period? And he was just like, you sit there and you look at Jesus. And he was like, that is it. And I was like, that is unsatisfactory to me. Like, no, give me something to do. Give me a devotional to read. Give me a novena to pray. Like, da, 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 da. And he gave me some of those things. She was like, sure, like you can bring a spiritual reading, whatever. But he was like, honestly, a massive part of going to adoration is just sitting and being with Jesus. And so sitting and being with Jesus also has the incredible effect of regulating our central nervous system. Honestly, one of my biggest goals at Wealth Without Guilt Live is to help participants, whether you are going to attend virtually or in person, but to help participants understand that if you want to make money, if you want to make serious money, if you want to make serious impact on the world, which to me is a measurement or as a result of money, because think about it, the more money you make, the more people you're helping. The more money you make is arguably an indication of more people have purchased your stuff. If you want to make this impact, you have to operate from a place of regulation. And what that place is an entrepreneur who trusts the Lord immensely. This is something I wish I had learned so long ago. And I think one of the challenges, and again, I'm not trying to in any way, shape, or form throw any kind of shade or, you know, like... But I just think that this is a limitation of a secular business coaching model. Because, of course, why would any of these secular business models think about telling you to trust the Lord? Because it's not their container. It's not their context, right? So it's fine. But if you only listen to secular business coaching, so meaning just follow my system, just follow my protocol, just hustle, not even hustle, take hustle out of it, but just where it's all in the mind, and you are not surrendering, you are not dealing with, well, what happens when it doesn't work? I literally just had this conversation with a client. They were like, I followed all the steps. Why didn't it work? I hate to break it to anyone else who struggles with this. And 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I guess 2 years ago, this was my biggest hangup. I also said, you know, and there is a coaching call, anyone in the Metanoia Catholic community, you actually can go back to the very beginning, actually almost the beginning. I was cohort 2 in their coach certification training. So almost the beginning, but you can go back and watch where I had my big hissy fit around. I followed all the steps. How come my business isn't working? My business wasn't working was because I was trying to control every gosh darn bloody thing. And then just grasping and grasping and grasping and grasping, thinking that I could control all the things. Okay. Anyway, I feel like I've made this point pretty heavily. And that is what I really want people to walk away with from Wealth Without Guilt Live is the tools for regulating, the tools for calming the heck down when a promotion doesn't work, and knowing that it doesn't mean you should give up. So many entrepreneurs give up too quickly, or give up the work block, let's say, even when they haven't even given themselves a shot. They haven't even really like explored what is possible, because they've been so tightly holding onto the control and thinking that they must see a return immediately. That's not a reality of business. You're not going to hear, listen to me clearly. You're not going to see an immediate return. Like, you just aren't. I'm so sorry to say that. You might, like, there are certain things where you might see an immediate return. Like, you could take a financial class. Let's say, like, you attended a workshop that was like, I don't know, $49, and it was on finances. You could see an immediate return on that. So meaning you could sit in that workshop and she could take you through like different subscriptions you have, and you could cancel some. So yes, that would be an example of an immediate return. But most things in business are going to take longer than one promotion. Most things in business are going to take maybe even more than one round of my mastermind that I run with Stephanie Donahue. You know what I mean? Hear me loud and clear. Just sometimes it's not an immediate return. But so often I see my entrepreneurs just give up before they've even given themselves a shot. And so how do you not give up? You help yourself calm down when the inevitable human stress of disappointment, of failure, of something not working out, that is inevitable human response. It's normal that you respond that way, okay? But instead of running from it, instead of just being like, forget it, you learn how to deal with it, and you learn how to deal with it with Jesus. You also learn how to deal with it with coaches like me who can help you, number six, point number six here, understand your unique design, and then ask the Lord for virtues that will help combat its limitations. And again, rely on God to close the gap. So I went into this pretty extensively on my previous podcast, but at Wealth Without Guilt Live, we're going to be diving into ideal conditions for your temperament, for your StrengthFinder strengths, and for your motivations according to the M code. You get an M code assessment as part of your Wealth Without Guilt Live package. It's a $99 value right there, I think, or $79. Forgive me, I can't remember exactly what the assessment cost is, but that's a value right there to you as part of your ticket. And I want you to walk away from my conference with, again, a very clear sense on a piece of paper, literally. This is how I'm naturally wired. Here's how I might show up when my central nervous system is out of whack. And here are some concrete tools I have to deal with it. So understanding your unique design and asking for the virtues necessary, virtues like perseverance, like humility, like courage, and then believe that God will close the gap. Believe that He will close the gap on all of that. And then finally, and this is so exciting, and this might be kind of a random one to throw in here, but I do think it's important to trust the Lord with your business. I believe we have to inform our intellect to create a fiscally responsible and profitable business. Hear me loud and clear. I'm sorry I've said that expression so many times today on the podcast, but hear me loud and clear. It is not wise for most of you, maybe some of you, but for most of you, I am guessing, it's not going to be wise to be like, I'm going to put $100,000 on my credit card and trust the Lord with it. If you discern that that's something you can do, and you discern that, okay, there's probably a few of you out there who can do that. But the majority of you, I really want you to hear me say this, we cannot not, sorry for the double negative, we cannot not operate without an informed intellect. So meaning our decisions that we're making need to be based in reality and also need to lead to good stewardship of our time, talent, and treasure. So I don't want you to hear this podcast and be like, Lisa said, trust the Lord in my business, so I'm going to put $100,000 in my credit card. Some of you might do that. That's okay. And if you've discerned that, that's great. But for the majority of you, I want you to have a sense of what it looks like to have a fiscally responsible and profitable business. And that requires informing your intellect. And that's what we're going to talk about next week on the podcast. Because when you have a sense of, okay, it costs me this much money to, like, for example, I operate my business on Kartra. They just went up in price. Thanks, Kartra. It just went up in price to $200 and I want to say $13 a month of the plan that I'm on. But let's just say I'm going by old prices, was $99 to begin with Kartra. Let's just say you do that a month and then you have, you know, your web hosting fees for maybe $20 a month. Maybe you have like a video service fee where you house all your videos, for example, for another $100. Maybe you use something like Zapier. Anyways, so there's like lots of little tiny ancillary costs. If you don't have a sense of how much that all is and how many things, widgets, you know, doodads, you need to sell in order to make that make sense, we're not informing our intellect. We're not operating out of an informed intellect. So we have got to use our intellect and our reason and then our will, our intellect, our reason, our will, the trifecta over here, to then make these decisions and then trust that the Lord will multiply them, magnify them. But we do need to come at this from a place of stewardship. Wealth Without Guilt Live is happening October 5 through 7, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, at the beautiful Kintore College in the heart of downtown Toronto. I want to encourage you to get the early bird ticket because prices will go up in September. And look into things like accommodations and travel now before prices go up on things like flights, on things like all that kind of stuff, closer to the date. And I want to encourage you, if you are having trouble with accommodations or you're just like, oh my word, like just the cost of the accommodations alone, please reach out because we are trying to pair people together in order to lighten the load, potentially people getting together and doing shared Airbnbs and all that kind of jazz. So just if the accommodations are an impediment, please reach out and let us see what we can do to help you find some suitable roommates for a couple of days. There are lots of options in Toronto. Lots. There's so many options in Toronto for different levels of accommodation. So please hear my heart on that one. I would love to see you and give you a big fat hug at Wealth Without Guilt Live. And so you can get your ticket at thepossibilitymomconference.com/2023. Next week on the podcast, we're going to be talking about how to run a profitable business so that you can contribute to a thriving Catholic economy. I can't wait for that conversation. Bye, friends. Have a great Friday.
Are you a dream-chasing mom who wants to keep God at the center of her personal and business development? If that is you, I want to invite you to join me inside of my brand new group coaching experience, Wealth Without Guilt. This group coaching experience is for the emerging or experienced business owner who wants to clear up her mindset, clear up her thoughts around money, around her mission, needs the reminder and the clarity that there is something that she uniquely has been called to do and that unique mission has been placed there by God. Wealth Without Guilt is an experience where you will get live coaching from me on your mindset, on the thoughts that are holding you back, as well as practical training, practical skills on how to build a personal brand online via my over 10 years experience building a business and a brand both online and off. Wealth Without Guilt is for the entrepreneur who wants to ensure she is not going to sacrifice her faith, her family, or what matters most. She wants to build a business and build impact and build wealth, all while being the best mom, wife, and homemaker she can be. And you can join me inside Wealth Without Guilt today. Doors are open today by visiting bit.ly/wealthwithoutguilt. That's bit.ly/wealthwithoutguilt. I'd love to see you inside our community.